We pray. O Lord, guide us with your counsel, and afterward receive us to glory. Amen. Hear the words of the Lord, as found in the JKP translation of Genesis 3:15. And Jehovah God said to the serpent, I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. As for him, he will crush your head, and as for you, you will crush his heel. You're probably used to the word enmity instead of hostility, but the Hebrew word can mean either one. In fact, they're both very closely related, as are the words hatred and enemy. This is the first word that the Lord speaks in this passage. In Hebrew, that means there's emphasis. Hostility. It's as if God is calling out to the entire world of all time, hostility. Hostility is so common today, it's hard to imagine a world without it. Hostility exists within families, within communities, within states, within nations, between nations. But consider a world in which there is no hostility, not even a hostile thought. No hostility between people, between animals, between man and animal, nor between man and God. The concept was totally unknown in the Garden of Eden. However, with the fall into sin, hostility suddenly became a reality. It began, as the Lord points out, between Satan and the woman, and then commenced to the seed of Satan and the seed of the woman. From here on, it became a constant in this world of sin, death, and damnation. Satan is always hostile toward God and man. He also wants the people of this world to join him in this hostility, and they do. The fact that joining him would doom us to hell is not a problem for him, because he hates us. However, the word of the Lord in this passage goes beyond the general hostility of Satan. Listen again. I will put hostility. God created this hostility. He did it through the seed of the woman. Nothing enrages Satan more than the love of God, which caused him to send forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The devil's hostility manifested itself throughout the life of the seed of the woman, the earthly life of God's Son, and especially in his final hours. That's when the power of darkness was allowed to dominate. Satan unleashed all the hostility he had against Jesus. He used the religious leaders, he used the governmental leaders, he even used the disciples, one of whom betrayed Jesus, one denied him, and all of them abandoned him. So Jesus was left to endure Satan's hostility all alone. The arrest, the trial, the whip, the thorns, even the cries of his own people, the hostile cries, crucify him, the condemnation, and then the nails. There on the cross, Satan tried everything he could to break the spirit of Jesus. He used the hostility of the Gentile soldiers and the hate-filled Jews. Even his Father in heaven turned his back on him. leaving him absolutely alone to suffer the extreme hostility of Satan. But what Satan failed to accept was that while he was doing this, while he was striking at the heel of Jesus, Jesus was using that same heel to crush Satan's head. So yes, Jesus did suffer. Yes, he did die. And yes, Jesus rose again from the dead. At that point, the strife was over, the battle done. Then the victor's triumph was won. Satan's head was crushed. His most vicious hostility could not overwhelm the seed of the woman. So now what was Satan going to do? He cannot touch Jesus anymore, yet he intensely craves to somehow get back at Jesus. But how? How is he going to invent this anger? As it turns out, what Jesus did, he didn't do just for himself. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved through his life. Once we were among the seed of the serpent, the offspring of the devil, we were hostile toward God, refusing to submit to his commands. At every turn, we hated his will. Amazingly, while we were doing this, Jesus was dying for us. And in that way, we are now reconciled to God. For the Holy Spirit has come to us through the gospel, destroyed the hostility, the enmity, the hatred, by giving us a new birth, by leading us to put our faith in the crucified and risen Savior. Now, through the seed of the woman, we also have become the seed of the woman, in a sense. For Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. So what should we expect? Satan hated Jesus. He's going to hate us. He was hostile toward Jesus, and he's going to be hostile toward us. So don't be surprised that this happens. Rather, take it as evidence that you belong to Christ. For he said, if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. One day, there will be an end to hostility. Not only has Satan been crushed under the feet of Jesus, but he will finally and forever be trampled under our feet as we march forward into the land of endless peace and friendship. So rejoice, insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Let us turn to hymn 90. We will sing verses 2, 4, and 5. Verse 90, 2, 4, and 5.
And in love
extending, saved us from the worry.